This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Across Massachusetts today, flags are at half-staff on state buildings. Governor Baker ordered that to honor the five police officers shot dead by a sniper in Dallas last night following a peaceful demonstration against police shootings. In a statement, the governor also honored the innocent who lost their lives in Minnesota and Louisiana, a reference to the two black men killed in those shootings this week. Here in Boston, police suspended one-man patrols and ordered officers to ride in pairs as a way to keep them safer. And cops are wearing black bands over their badges. Mayor Marty Walsh released a statement that invoked civil rights leader Martin Luther King, urging people to work together to end the deadly violence afflicting our country. A short while ago, the city's religious leaders gathered to condemn that violence. Here's Nancy Taylor, senior minister of Old South Church in Boston.
I'm tired of praying. Tired of praying over dead bodies, the young dead. Sick and tired of praying over those killed by gun violence. Sick and tired of praying over those who are fighting between police and black lives. Sick and tired of it.
We'll hear from one of the city's religious leaders, the Reverend Jeffrey Brown, in a moment. But first, we're joined by Carlisle Police Chief John Fisher. He's also president of the Northeast Massachusetts Law Enforcement Council. And Chief Fisher, thanks for joining us today. I know this is a tough day for police officers, so I'm grateful that you joined us.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Brooks.
I just want to ask you a very simple question. How are your officers in Carlisle and other officers that you're in touch doing today? What are they thinking about?
I think they're thinking, they share the thoughts of Chief Brown. This is tragic, it's senseless, this is not a time to be divided. So I think that my police officers have behaved admirably and went right back out today and did the job that they like to do, and that's what I've heard from my colleagues statewide.
We've heard from other police officers an understandable sense of anger, a feeling of even vulnerability, a feeling that they are targets despite doing the hard work of protecting people. I'm wondering if you're encountering that, and if so, you know, what you're telling your officers, what you're hearing about that.
Well, we started talking about it right away this morning, but I honestly don't think they felt that way. It's while there's the opportunity that this would evoke anger, I think that our police officers don't feel that way. They recognize that these were senseless crimes against the guardians at an event that the folks had an absolute right to do. So I guess I really don't. I have not heard that or felt that. That anger has welled up and has caused this to get worse.
Sure. You know, as we mentioned a moment ago, we heard that police officers in Boston are being ordered to ride in pairs as a way to keep them safer as opposed to doing one-man patrols. I'm wondering if you've heard of any other changes like that, or indeed if you're making any changes in Carlisle, at least in the short term.
So I have not. I heard that, of course, with Boston. They do fantastic work. But that doesn't really make a lot of sense in Carlisle. I think it's more important. We're a rural community, like many in the Commonwealth, and it's more important that we stay with what we usually do. Because if we break from what we usually do, then we're caving to this, and that's not what we wanted to do. I understand how that might work other places, but for here, that doesn't work. It's just redoubling our efforts to join our community members to keep all of us safe.
Mm. I want to sort of ask you the big question, and that is, of course, you know, there are two very sort of palpable issues here. I mean, one is this concern about police-involved shootings, and one is, real horror at what happened to police in Dallas doing the important job of protecting people. And it just seems like those two sort of terrible events kind of collided this week. How do we, I guess, bounce back from that and move forward and do the healing necessary to make this system work as productively as it can?
So that's the big and important question, and I think it's important that that this pushes us together, that this does not divide people in my town, our state, our country, that that this tragedy works to push people together, that we share grief, we look for solutions, but we don't let this divide us.
All right. Well, important words there from John Fisher. He's the police chief from Carlisle, Massachusetts, and president of the Northeast Massachusetts Law Enforcement Council. Chief Fisher, thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Brooks.
Okay, let's turn now to the Reverend Jeffrey Brown. He was one of the co-founders of the Boston 10-Point Coalition and executive director of RECAP, Rebuilding Every Community Around Peace. He was among the city's religious leaders speaking in Boston earlier today about this. And Jeffrey Brown, it's good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Always good to see you.
Yeah, it is always good to see you. So I'd love to hear, what's your message today, one day after this terrible tragedy in Dallas?
Yeah, I think when I went to sleep last night, the news was about what was happening to the Castile family in St. Paul, Minnesota. And when I woke
this
up...
This is one of the men who was shot, one of the two police-involved shootings this week, right?
Yes. And then this morning, I wake up to this horrible tragedy that happened in Dallas with five officers killed and seven of them injured. When I reflected upon what was happening, I realized that it's really important for the faith community to send a very clear message at this point, that it's important for people to express their rights for change, because change is needed, but at the same time they have to do it in a way where the voices can be heard. And when you have violence occurring in this way, as what was illustrated in Dallas, it's hard to hear those voices. So we put a call out to the religious leadership, and I was extremely impressed with the fact that, you know, we had a room full of faith leaders and people of goodwill. We had a representative from the humanist community who was there as well, standing together saying, we hear the voices, we want to stand in solidarity, but at the same time, we want the city to be able to hear the voices collectively and do it in a peaceful manner. And then let's get into the kind of constructive dialogue that would lead to real change.
You know, Reverend Brown, it occurs to me, of course, and it's why we wanted to talk to you. I mean, you've been one of the sort of central players in the city that has done so much over the years to help bring the community closer to the city's law enforcement community in general. There's been pretty good cooperation and understanding. Mm-hmm. A lot of work done dating back to the days of the Boston Miracle. Mm-hmm. It seems more than ever that kind of work, that kind of close cooperation is needed.
Absolutely. And, you know, the Boston Police Department is one of the leading departments in the country in police community relations. You know, we have extraordinary leadership at the top, and it goes all the way down to patrol officers on the ground. That said, you know, I go around the country helping a lot of communities, and I know that in many communities, the kind of policing that we need to see in order for all the citizens to be comfortable is not happening. And so there is a need for some real change, wholesale change.
Yeah. So what would, and when it comes to this city in particular, what's on top of that list?
Yeah. Well, I think that, the community policing piece is happening. You have community walks happening across the city, and the police are also participating in those walks. That goes a lot in order to build relationships. But I do think also that, the body camera issue that seems to be, we're wrestling with in this city, I think we need to stop doing that. Stop doing the wrestling and start doing the kind of work, so that, you know, it's really about people feeling comfortable with law enforcement, and not just at the top level, but with the everyday interactions with police officers, whether it's a stop or whether they pass each other along the street. Those relationships need to improve, you know, across the country.
Reverend Brown, I want to play a cut from President Obama. He spoke today from the NATO summit in Warsaw this morning about what happened in Dallas and in the wake of the two police shootings this week. Here's what he said.
Even as yesterday I spoke about are need to be concerned as all Americans about racial disparities in our criminal justice system. I also said yesterday that our police have an extraordinarily difficult job, and the vast majority of them do their job in outstanding fashion.
And so this, there's President Obama speaking this morning from Warsaw, but Reverend Brown, this gets to this difficult question that I asked Chief Brown, and that is, you know, first this week we see these very chilling videos of police, Chief Fisher, we were speaking to earlier, excuse me, I misspoke. Earlier this week we first saw these chilling videos of these police shootings in Baton Rouge and Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Then this tragedy in Dallas where officers are protecting the right of people to demonstrate peacefully are shot dead, some of them in their, you know, some of them in the back. Mm-hmm. So you've got these two forces that are, you know, represent two sets of very legitimate concerns, but I worry that they're sort of in opposition to each other. Mm-hmm. You know, how do we get around that?
Well, I think we begin to get around it when we start to understand the role of the police. They represent the state. Mm-hmm. They are the law enforcement arm of the state. But if you talk to, you know, young people who are protesting, it's not just people of color. It's young white people. It's a lot of folks who are out there. They will tell you that the real issues are much deeper than just the police and communities of color. Mm-hmm. It is the larger state itself that is problematic, and that we need to sort of come together and look very seriously about where we are now and where we hope to be. That racial progress that people talked about in the 90s and in the early 2000s, you know, we don't see much of that. I mean, of course, we've come a long way, but it seems like things have stagnated. Mm-hmm. And so as a result of that, you get a lot of complacency around, well, you know, what else do we need to do? I think what we have seen this week is that we need to do a whole lot more if we're all going to be the America that we want to be.
One of the issues I want to ask you about, we had a conversation yesterday about some of these problems that we're seeing across the country around police-involved shootings and the terrible events in Dallas. I mean, Boston, for the most part, has been spared. I don't want to use the word so far, but I just want to sort of make reference to that, because is there a concern that there's complacency, I guess, in a city like Boston, that we need to stay vigilant about this kind of thing could happen here if we're not careful?
I think absolutely this kind of thing can happen here in the city of Boston, and we do need to stay vigilant. One of the encouraging things that I've experienced today is that after the precedent that we had, the bulk of the clergy stayed afterwards to talk about what do we need to do. And there were calls for dialogue, but the consensus was, you know, talking is one thing, mm-hmm. but really crafting a plan of action and then moving that plan of action is quite another thing. And so they committed themselves to meeting to talk, not just about how to talk more about this, but what to do next. How do we move things forward? How do we support, you know, some of the movements that are already out there? And what can the community of faith contribute, you know, to this whole matter? Because we need all hands on deck at this point. And the more we talk about coming together and actually doing action plans, then the better it will become. But if it's just talk, then it's going to be more complacency.
All right. So, time for action there from Reverend Jeffrey Brown. He's one of the co-founders of the Boston 10-Point Coalition, executive director of RECAP, that's Rebuilding Every Community Around Peace. That's a national advocacy organization. Reverend Jeffrey Brown, thank you so much for coming in. It's always great to talk to you.
Thank you. Always good to see you.
And listeners, stay with us. Coming up, we're going to check in with our weekend review panel about this story and the rest of the week's news. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.